All right, let's get to the main attraction. I don't watch this show, but there's a show on, I guess it's ABC, called Wife Swap, and some P1 drew my attention to this.
Dude, Wife Swap.
Yes.
Or, okay, there's two shows on there, Wife Swap and The Nanny Show, where the British,
yeah.
big fat British lady comes in.
Right.
Anybody, you girls watch that show, My British Nanny?
I think that's Super Nanny.
Super Nanny, yes, Super Nanny. It just show it, it, but the bottom line is they show the most out of control kids
yes.
ever on both those shows. Like, completely uncontainable, uncontrollable kids between the age of 2 and 13.
Well, Corby, I'm kind of directing this segment at you because I know you more than anybody hates the obese child and the parents that feed them fast food, and
yeah.
they don't care, and there's no discipline.
I don't hate the obese child.
I know.
I hate the parent who makes their kids obese. That's what I hate.
Well, let me introduce you to Curtis, who is...
Curtis Blow?
Really, Mike?
Good one, Mike.
Shut up, Reiner.
Just a thought.
Yeah, shut up, Reiner.
Reiner's dead.
Off.
Curtis is a little kid that appears to be about 9 years old, 8, 9, something like that. Let's meet Curtis right now in this first clip where you learn about his family's exercise and nutrition habits.
Oh,
the Holland's
no.
second favorite family activity is eating.
Yes, ma'am, I'd like 2 Supremes.
We're definitely not calorie counters because we can't count that high.
Fried food is the only way to go.
Well, if we could find a way to fry a salad, we may try it.
Curtis is a very picky eater. He only likes chicken nuggets.
Yay! I really do like chicken nuggets. They're good.
Curtis, what you want for breakfast?
Chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets is like my family. I'm going to go see if she's got chicken nuggets.
Physical fitness does not play a role here in our house. Our biggest exercise is from the plate to the mouth.
Looking for chicken nuggets.
Do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only the best food?
So there you have it.
Was that Irwin?
No.
Damn.
Who was that?
Some random guy.
It's a guy wearing Madras shorts.
Let me tell you something, man. Where's his family?
I don't know.
Tom?
I don't know.
I mean, that is swamp sound in folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are they huge too?
Yes. Big fat parents, big fat kid, and all he wants to eat are chicken nuggets.
I want chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets for breakfast.
Let's get to the discipline part of the family where the kid has a nickname, and it's King Curtis because he runs the household.
Uh-oh.
When it comes to kids, strictness equals resentment.
You don't have to say, you better pick it up now or I'm getting a flash walk. Don't have to be that mean. You can be nice or you can leave my house.
My son wants to get in the floor and push some little toy cars. I'm with him.
If any one person is in charge of the Holland home, it's King Curtis.
They call me King Curtis because I am the king of the house, baby.
Oh,
my. Curtis, first off, house has one syllable.
Hi-yos.
Not 3.
Hi-yos.
Ugh. Okay, enter, I guess the wife swap happens.
Does this not piss you off?
Yes. It makes. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it also makes you sick. So
it's
I guess
ridiculous.
They go through the wife swap, and the mother's gone, and I guess she goes somewhere else. Now, they've got a new mom in the house, and this is a very strict black woman who loves fitness and nutrition.
Good.
Yes.
Crack the effing whip.
So this is... their first dinner together where King Curtis doesn't get chicken nuggets and is forced to eat something that she made.
Oh, no.
You forgot that in the big freezer? But the, here it is.
I'm glad you gave it to me because this is...
No, it's not.
This is garbage. I made dinner.
It looks so nasty.
You haven't tried it yet.
But it's so stupid.
Curtis, how about the...
What did he say at the end?
I don't care!
What did she make, do you know?
I was just, like grilled chicken and spinach or something
good for
you. Just
something healthy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now we go through the process of her going through the pantry and throwing out all of the junk food, and Curtis freaks.
Uh-oh.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to fill these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can.
No.
Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon.
No, I want you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very mean.
You're going to be going to the grocery store.
She thinks at the Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's at, like, she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
Everything's better with bacon.
All right.
Bacon's good for me.
Bacon is good for me.
Did I hear her say, oh, no, no cheese in a can?
Yeah.
Cheese in a can?
Yeah. Cheese in a, you know, the spray cheese.
Cheese whiz.
Right.
Oh, God. How big is this kid?
He's a little lard ass. Like I said, he's the white Letarian. He's defiant, and he loves chicken nuggets.
Trying to do bad things.
And bacon
is good for me.
Do they know these people that they swap with, I wonder? Did you actually watch this show?
No, I didn't watch the show. I pulled all this crap from the internet.
I'm wondering if they know what's happening to them. And when that, you know, the mother of white Letarian, if she goes to that other family,
mm-hmm.
and is just the same way, you know, frying up the pantry or whatever.
Right.
I wonder if, you know, when they make this wife swap and everything, do you get to...
No, you don't get to shtup the other person's wife, Mike. That's not part of the swap.
Okay, but well then... What's the point?
Mike's just in it for the strange.
I want something different.
Yeah, sure, I'll sign up for it.
Such
my God, you're 400 pounds. Oh, well, it's different. Get in here.
Hey, it's not about hotter or better. It's about different.
Right.
All right, here's a little snippet from Wife Swap where Curtis decides to run away from home.
Oh, no. Has he had
Joy?
It with...
Huh?
He's had it with new mom?
Oh, he's had it with new mom, and he is packing his suitcase, and you see him roll his little tiny man suitcase out on the front sidewalk and disappear into the night.
Joy, I have been nice to you, but now... I'm coming to the edge.
I promise you one thing, okay? If you do not have at least one food that you like, I will buy you a piece of junk. Is that a deal?
No, I keep losing at deals, and I don't want to make a deal anymore. I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags. And a very, very calm day until this. A bump in the road comes, and she beats sarcastic.
Curtis.
I won't be coming back until Saturday when you leave. She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels. Never see this face again.
Did he leave?
Oh, yeah. She can't chase me in those little high heels.
Well, how far will Curtis get?
Well, he went to his grandmother's house and spent the weekend there eating chicken nuggets. And comes back home on the weekend, and he returns with a vengeance.
In North Carolina, furious with Joy's rule changes, Curtis has left the house. After spending a few hours at his grandma's house eating chicken nuggets, he's decided to return home.
I'm back from Ray to tell her who's boss. Me, King Curtis. Where's Joy?
Are you in again? Are you part of the team?
Nope. I'm on another team on this one.
What team are you on?
Having fun.
The having fun team.
Yes, he's on having the fun. Having fun team.
Well, he's got a teammate.
Pat Summerall?
Fun to do bad
No,
things.
Dave Barnett.
Oh.
Having fun.
Are you allowed to hit other people's children?
No, that's illegal.
On Mad Men, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
You're
true.
Allowed to slap them around Mad a little bit. I mean, this kid deserves the biggest ass beating in the world.
No, because...
Bacon is good for me.
No, because discipline equals resentment.
Now, I wonder what King Curtis thought about it when he found out that the wife swap mama was going to be a black woman.
Man, considering this kid's accent... Probably wasn't real happy about
yeah,
it.
King Curtis doesn't sound too receptive to uh-huh. any change whatsoever, much less someone of a different color in his stupid little redneck
when
house.
When she showed up, he might have answered the door in Robin Hood.
Oh, my God.
Might have.
His name's not Clan Curtis. It's King Curtis.
Right.
All right, so...
What about the dad? What's the dad doing?
He's just kind of sitting there. He's not really doing anything.
He's counting calories.
Yeah, we can't count calories in this house because we can't count that high. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
They're embracing their stupidness. All right, and in the final segment, Joy, the wife swap Black Mommy has taken all of the junk food out to the backyard, and she is symbolically destroying the junk food by getting the family to beat it with baseball bats, which is, I think, a little weird. But here's more defiance from, I think this is all just the dad, so enjoy this retard.
So right now, we're going to demo every single junk food that we have over here. So everybody get a bat and get in position.
I'm not beating food up in my backyard. End of story.
You going to quit?
No, I ain't quitting. I just ain't doing nothing stupid.
She went into a zone of anger and rage against food. The poor, helpless, defenseless food.
Oh, my God.
Man, this is stupid.
Where?
This seems scripted, staged,
poor,
acted.
Helpless, defenseless food.
Where do they find these people?
They hire actors. That's what
you
they
do. You think
that's
what
this
is?
Yes, Mike,
I do.
That is not an actor. There is no way someone...
You're going to tell me that kid who's how old? 11?
I don't know, about 8 or 9.
You're going to tell me he's not acting...
No, Mike.
It's good
Corby,
for me.
Of course he is.
Mike,
this is
these guys.
Talks.
Mike, this is America. There are families like this.
I know
this.
There's America.
You throw
there's
a
America,
rock, and you're going to hit
actors.
You're going to hit a
kid
car.
Is acting.
You throw a rock off this building, you will hit a car with a family like that. I'm telling you right
that.
Now.
I know that, but they don't talk like this.
Yes, right. They do.
No, they don't. I'm telling you. This is a child actor. This is staged. It is scripted.
So you
don't fall for it. Don't watch this stupid show.
You think that this little... This lard-ass
yes,
kid.
Yes,
you think
I do.
He really lives in San Diego?
I don't know. I don't know where he lives, but he don't live in no North Carolina.
Or you think he's in like the blossoming theater program of
he's really British.
Yeah.
He might be.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't like fatty foods.
Oh, fair.
No, this kid is a bacon-loving worm. I mean, this kid.
Well,
go ahead.
Guarantee you this is staged.
Well, regardless, it's funny, and Grooves just discovered something on the internet. It's called the Bacon Is Good For Me Remix.
Oh, no.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to feel these.
We can do it. I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in a can.
We can do it. I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in a can.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap. Definitely no cheese in a can.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap. Definitely no cheese in a can.
We can do it.
Definitely no cheese in a can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon. We can do it.
Definitely no cheese in a can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon, 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 bacon. No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. Bacon is good for me. Good for me. Good for me. Bacon is good for me. Good for me. Good for me. Bacon is good for me. Good for me.
Oh my God, I love the internet so much.
She's a smart little girl.
All right, that's enough. You get the idea. Definitely no cheese in a can.
Who puts those together, man?
That's awesome. Is that DJ Guys, Steve? What's his face?
No, I don't think so.
God, that's great.
That comes from Man with Lots of Free Time.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I could do that. That is greatness.
Well, there you have it. King Curtis from Wife Swap.
There's no way to be confused with the real King Curtis.